Undoubtedly, the most important influence shaping the modern world is science. People who lived during the American Civil War had more in common with Abraham from the Bible than with us. From space travel and nuclear power, anesthesia and organ transplants, to DNA research and lasers, ours is a world of modern science.
Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, you just quoted there from a section on the philosophy of science in InterVarsity Press's Philosophical Foundations of a Christian Worldview.
John, it's a great text for people who want to dig deeper. Philosophy bleeds into everything, even science, and every scientist is subtly wearing a tweed jacket under his or her white lab coat.
And your philosophy reflects your worldview.
Yes, and there's a dominant worldview that influences popular science and popular culture. Naturalism, which rules out the supernatural. Now note, this is not a scientific statement, it's a philosophical starting position.
Now, let's be clear, people have a right to take this view, but scientists shouldn't have to.
Certainly not. But some claim ruling out the supernatural is how you do science. There's no reason to believe this apart from an anti-supernatural bias. Now some will shout, opening the door to the supernatural will kill science because it results in a God of the gaps.
That's the idea that every time we don't know anything, we'll just, you know, throw up our hands in the air and say, God did it.
And we could just as easily point out, ruling out the supernatural encourages a naturalism of the gaps. Every time you don't know something, you just throw your hands in the air and say, nature did it. For the record, the early giants of science believed in the existence of God, and it didn't conflict with their pursuit of knowledge. It quickened it because they wanted to know how he managed it.
That's Reason Why with Alec McClellan, Ultimate Truth for Ordinary People. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.